So if you have your scriptures with you, we'll be in Luke 11 this morning, the Gospel according to Luke, verses 5 through 13. If you want to use one of the pew Bibles around you, it should be page 869. We've been journeying through our way through Luke. When we get to Christmas Eve, we'll look at Christmas Eve. We'll look at Christmas through the eyes of Mary. And then the following day, Christmas Day for worship, we'll look at Christmas through the eyes of Joseph, discover the faith lessons that they learned and what we can learn from them. So that's what will be coming up in the coming weeks. So let me pray, and then we'll look at Luke 11 this morning. Father, I thank you for the time to gather and that you welcome us to come. Those are humble and contrite in heart. Lord, we are weary. We're weary with our sin. We're weary with disease. We're weary with corruption. Lord, we thank you for the good work that you've begun in our hearts by filling us with your Spirit and awakening us to Christ, making us hungry and thirsty, and to know that only you, Lord Jesus, can satisfy. Though we believe the words that you say, you're making all things new. And Lord, as you came the first time, we long for you to come the second time. Lord, we pray that you would touch our hearts and our minds this morning. That we'd be awakened to a greater reality of our need for prayer. That we would be a people who are persistent in prayer. And you, by your graciousness, gives your Holy Spirit to help us. To help us walk this journey as pilgrims here on this earth, waiting for the city to come that you're building, an eternal and lasting, glorious home where there's no more sin and no more death. And so, Lord, as we look into this passage this morning, Holy Spirit, we pray that you would teach us, that you would impress on us the truths that we need to hear this morning, bring conviction, bring renewal, give us ears to hear. Don't allow the evil one to snatch up what you are planting this morning. Prepare our hearts, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. We are in the third Sunday of Advent, and we've been asking the question, why did Jesus come to this earth? Why would Jesus, the eternal God, come to this earth in the incarnation as an infant, where we see the infinite God comes to this world as a little baby, as an infant? A couple weeks ago, for those who have been journeying with us, the first week of Advent, we saw Jesus came to be our representative, to be our substitute, to do for us what we couldn't do. A gentleman had asked Jesus, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus asked him, you know what the scriptures say. And he responded, well, we need to love God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, and with all of our strength, and to love our neighbor as ourself. And we said, if we're honest with us ourselves for a minute, we can recognize that we fall short of doing that well at all. And so we see Jesus came to be our representative, to be our second Adam, to be true Israel, that he would live that perfect life in our place, that we could have eternal life by trusting in him as he lives the perfect life and dies the death we deserved. Last week, the second week of Advent, we saw Jesus came to this world so that we would find rest, that we would find satisfaction and fulfillment in him and his heavenly Father. Jesus knew that the things of this world, the activities of this world, would not satisfy and fulfill our hearts. That in a troubled and anxious world, and rest and satisfaction and fulfillment is only found in the God who made us, in Christ, in the Heavenly Father. We learned last week the importance that we need to sit at his feet. We need to get to know his ways. We need to just sit down and worship him and pray to him. And last week we also looked at Jesus taught us how to pray, to continue in that rest and satisfaction. You may recall and be familiar with the Lord's Prayer. He said, pray like this, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation. This morning in our text, we'll see that after Jesus teaches the disciples how to pray, he will challenge them and he'll challenge you and me to be persistent, with this prayer, to seek the Holy Spirit's help, to live out the realities of this prayer in our lives, in the world. So as we begin to think about this question for you, how often do you pray for the truths of the Lord's Prayer for your life? How often do you pray through the truths of the Lord's Prayer for your life, or for your children, for the church, for the world? How persistent are you in seeking for these things about the kingdom of God? Some of us have made Christmas lists, things we desire, probably some pretty cool things, from electronics to clothes, maybe something for the apartment or the house we get excited over. We desire the things strongly. We give them a lot of attention, a lot of focus. But when it comes to the realities that Jesus taught us to think about, pray, and desire, how persistent are we in looking for these things? This week we'll see in our text that Jesus came to remind us to seek good gifts. Gifts that flow from the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, the one who gives lasting and eternal gifts to his people. Gifts that are eternal and full of joy and hope. New hearts, faith, repentance, justification, adoption, sanctification on our way to glorification. The same Holy Spirit who conceived the human nature of Jesus Christ in the womb of Mary. The same Holy Spirit whom Jesus lived through the power of the Holy Spirit in his earthly ministry. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead now dwells in you who know and trust in Christ. And Jesus says, now grow in these things. And he says, don't hesitate. Be persistent to ask God to help you to grow in his ways of his kingdom, that he's come to give us life-transforming gifts, the Holy Spirit. And so let's look at our text this morning as we think about these things. Luke 11, 5 through 13. Again, this is right after he taught them how to pray, what we call the Lord's Prayer. He said to them, which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine has arrived on a journey and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within, do not bother me. The door is now shut. My children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he's a friend, yet because of his impudence or persistence, he will rise and give him whatever he needs. I tell you, ask, it'll be given to you. Seek, you'll find. Knock, it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, it will be opened. What father among you, if a son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? This ends the reading of God's Word this morning. So first we see Jesus wants us to learn the lesson of persistent prayer. Persistent prayer. As you look at your prayer life, would you say it's a persistent prayer life? Is it unrelenting? Is it constant, especially in seeking the realities of the Lord's prayer? After Jesus teaches the disciples the pattern of how to pray, he gives them this hypothetical story to relay the importance of seeking the things of God with persistence. He tells a story that at midnight, of all things, at midnight, not lunchtime, at midnight, a friend had visited him, this gentleman. And usually you would show hospitality back then, no matter the circumstances, no matter the time of day. And this gentleman had nothing to feed his friend. So he'd go over to his other friends, if you can imagine, just knock on his door and, "Friend, I had somebody come visit me. I need 3 loaves. I have nothing in my house and Aldi's is not open right now." And the gentleman says, "Well, it's midnight. It's late. The kids are in bed with me. Go away." And he keeps pounding on the door. "Friend, I need 3 loaves. It would be wrong of me to not take care of this gentleman who's traveled so far and has visited me. Give me 3 loaves. And it says that this gentleman who is in this household, hearing these things, not because he's a friend of the other guy, but because the guy keeps pounding on the door, he would give them the loaves. It's the idea of persistence, boldness, audacity. Kind of like when children ask you for something, they know that the good time to ask you when it's been a long day of work and or you've been working around the house and you're tired and exhausted and they want something. Maybe you're at the mall or you're at Walmart and you're shopping and you just want to go home and they just beg and plead, and but because you're tired and exhausted, you'll say, "Okay, let's go. You're just even too tired to have an argument with them." Jesus gives this humorous story, hypothetical, relatable story to call us to persistence, to go to God any time, all the time, in any circumstances. We're familiar with people who will help other people at inconvenient times for wrong motives. It's interesting that it says this guy's not going to help his friend because he's friend, but he just wants to be left alone. But Jesus is telling us that we can go to our Heavenly Father, who does not sleep. He does not grow weary. And he cares for you more than you know. He wants you to come to him with your requests. He'll never say, "Go away." He'll never say, "I need to put you on hold." He'll never say, "Come back at another time." But he says, "Come to me. Come to me in those early hours when you can't sleep. Come to me in the midnights when you're anxious about tomorrow." He says, "Be persistent. Be persistent in seeking your Heavenly Father." In verse 13, he says, "If you then, humanity, if you then know how who are evil, you are depraved in how you do things, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit?" Paul reminds us in 1 Thessalonians 5, rejoice always and pray without ceasing. Be persistent, bold, audacious. And again in Ephesians 6:18, pray at all times in the Spirit. In Romans 12:12, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, constant, persistent in prayer. J.C. Rao, he says, it's far more easy to begin a habit of prayer than it is to keep it up. Been there. It's far more easy to begin a habit of prayer than to keep it up. He says, myriads of professing Christians are regularly taught to pray when they're young, and then gradually they leave off the practice as they grow up. Thousands take up a habit of praying for a little season after some special mercy in their life or a special affliction, and then little by little become cold about it. And at last, they lay prayer aside altogether. If you want to be a strong Christian, a strong godly man or woman, if you want to grow more in your faith, if you want to experience the transforming power of the Holy Spirit, then Jesus says, pray persistently through the principles of the Lord's Prayer. Constantly for yourself, constantly for your family, constantly for this world. J.C. Rao again says, a man's state before God may always be measured by his prayers. A man's state before God, his relationship with God, may always be measured by his prayers. Whenever we begin to feel careless about our private prayers, there is something very wrong in the condition of our souls. We are in imminent danger of shipwreck. Was Jesus a man of persistent prayer? Was Jesus a man of constant prayer? And over in the Gospels, we see that he is. What makes us think that we don't need to be? We are to be a people. Jesus wants us to learn the lesson. Be persistent. Be persistent in prayer. He goes on to say in verse 9, he says, I tell you, ask. Ask, it will be given to you. Seek, you'll find. Knock, it'll be opened to you. Everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, it will be opened. The Father among you, if his sons ask for a fish, instead of a fish, gives him a serpent. If he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion. If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And so we see the second thing that Jesus wants us to keep asking, keep knocking, keep seeking to see how God will transform us by the Holy Spirit. That we pray through the Lord's Prayer, that we seek through the Lord's Prayer, that we knock through the Lord's Prayer. The triune God loves you and desires to gift you with the blessing that comes from the Holy Spirit. This asking and seeking and knocking is not a wish list of the stuff of the American dream where you just say, I wish I had a new phone, I wish I had a new house, I wish I had new stuff. Jesus is not all interested in that kind of thing. That's what stuff, the moss and the rust corrode those things. But he's interested of the will of God for your life, the Christian life in your home, in your heart, in your mind, to become the man or woman God wants you to be. The realities in the Lord's Prayer. Ask, seek, knock, pursue, go after, be hungry for these things. He wants you to be persistent in saying, Father, I want your name to be honored. I want your name to be honored in my mind. I want your name to be honored in how I think when I'm by myself. I want your name to be honored when I see so and so. I want your name to be honored as I talk with my spouse. I want your name to be honored as I speak with my children. To my neighbor, I want your name to be honored in how I do work for you, how I do my job. You can see how you can take these principles and seek and ask and knock and say, Holy Spirit, help me to do these things, for in myself I cannot, but I know you want me to. Then you pray, your kingdom come, Lord. Lord, transform me to be more like Jesus. Help me to be loving. Help me to be forgiving. Help me to put away wrath. Help me to have a heart that's exalting Christ, who would live and die for me, that he's my sole source of joy and fulfillment and salvation, that the stuff of this world would melt away and I would just be so in love with Jesus that I would tell someone else about him. Your kingdom come, he says, ask, seek, knock, and the God the Father will give you the Holy Spirit to grow in these things, to know in these things. Give us what we need for today. I got the news from the doctor. I got the news from my boss. I got the news from my spouse. And I can't bear it. Give me this grace to get through today. Ask, seek, knock. Forgive me of sins. Forgive me the way I treated so-and-so. And help me to be forgiving to them. And when temptation comes, ask, seek, knock, say, God, help me. Give me wisdom what to do. This temptation is rearing its head. It seems seductive. It seems so subtle. Give me discernment. Ask, seek, knock, and God the Father will give you the Holy Spirit. We can't do this on our own. He gives us the Spirit to help us. At Christmas time, kids aren't usually too shy in asking for gifts. You ask a kid what they want for Christmas, they'll usually give you a few things. As we get older, we get a little bit more content or a little bit more shy, and we don't let people know what we want for Christmas. And God wants us to be like children. He wants us to be so dependent on Him to ask for good gifts, such as those that come from the Holy Spirit. James writes, he says, "You do not have because you do not ask." Again, Jesus' words. He says, "If you then who are evil know how to treat your kids well, about the Heavenly Father, when you ask, He'll give you the Holy Spirit." So as we think about the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, hear these words about the Holy Spirit from various Bible passages. Ezekiel 36, "You who know Christ," he says, "I'll put my Spirit within you. I'll cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules." John 14, 26, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things, bring you to remembrance all that I've said to you." John 14, 15, "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments, and I'll ask the Father, He'll give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. You know Him, for He dwells in you. He will be in you." And one more, John 16, 13, "When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak. He will declare to you all things that are to come." J.C. Rouse says, "The Holy Spirit is beyond doubt the greatest gift which God can bestow upon men. Having this gift, we have all things, life, light, hope, and heaven. Having this gift, we have the God the Father's boundless love, God the Son's atoning blood, and full communion with all three persons of the Blessed Trinity. Having this gift, we have grace and peace in the world that now is, glory and honor in the world to come." Ask, seek, knock. The Holy Spirit will help you to honor the Father. The Holy Spirit will help you grow in the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit will help and provide you for the needs of the day. The Holy Spirit will provide peace of forgiveness and guide you to forgive one another and ask and seek and knock when temptation comes your way. He'll provide a way of escape. Ask, seek, and knock. What are you seeking for? What are you asking for this Christmas? What's on your list? Why did Jesus come? He came to live in our place and die in our place. He came to satisfy us, to teach us how to have a relationship with God, and to bless you with the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. Don't hesitate to go to God. Don't hesitate to ask. Jesus will come into your life and transform you. Keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we pray that You would forgive us for not being persistent. Lord, sometimes we take a prayer that You taught us to pray, and we use it once a month for worship, and we forget about the truths and the principles for tomorrow. That we forget about the truths and the principles of our relationship with You and relationship with those around us. To Holy Spirit, we pray that You would renew our heart's desire to be people who are constant in prayer, praying without ceasing. That, Lord, that You would be honored, that the gospel would be honored, that Christ would be honored, that His transforming work would keep going in our lives, in our hearts, and in our children's hearts, and our church, and in this world. Make us lights for Your glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.